Hello, welcome to my podcast. My name is Kaylee, and I'll be walking you through a brief telling of Ragnarok from Norse mythology. Now, as some of you may know, Ragnarok is the cataclysmic destruction of the cosmos and everything in it. The Vikings thought of this event as a prophecy that would happen at an unknown place and time. Though the events were well known, leading up to this, you should know that Loki and Fenrir are imprisoned. Skoll and Hati are still chasing the sun and moon. Jormungandr dwells beneath the sea, and Baldur has been slain. I'll be talking through the events chronologically, beginning with Fimbulwinter, on to the destruction of Midgard and gathering of Loki's army, then to the death of the gods. Ragnarokr translates to Twilight of the Gods, and finally to the rebirth. Some believe that this is the end of all tales, but others believe a new world, green and beautiful, will rise from the waters. Ragnarok ultimately tells of courage in the face of doom and of hope after the end, which may be why I found it so intriguing. All my information and facts will come from NorseMythology.org or NorseMyth.org. It begins with 3 years of merciless, unnatural cold. The Fimbulwinter, long foretold, dims the sun, moon, and stars, plunging all of mankind into constant warfare for the need of food and warmth, pitting brother against brother, father against son. Then, Skoll and Hati, the wolves who have chased the sun and moon since the beginning of time, will finally catch their prey, and only a black void will remain of the sky. It is said, from one of my sources, that Yggdrasil, the great tree that holds the cosmos together, will tremble, and all the trees and even the mountains will fall to the ground. The chain that has been holding back the monstrous wolf Fenrir will snap, and the beast will run free. Jormungandr, the mighty serpent who dwells at the bottom of the ocean and encircles the land, will rise from the depths, spilling the seas over all the earth as he makes landfall. Very ominous on my part. Loki gathers his army of giants, both frost and flame, upon the ship Naglfar, made from fingernails and toenails of the dead. This is explained in earlier myths. The ship will set sail on Asgard, and Fenrir, consumed by flame, along with Jormungandr, slick with his own venom, will lay waste to the earth, the wolf devouring everything from the ground to the top of the sky, and the serpent spraying his venom, poisoning land, air, and sea alike. Midgard was no more, the very earth sinking back into the ocean, and Loki's army of evil beings was marching across the Bifrost to Asgard. The dawn of Ragnarok comes, and a horn will sound. Heimdall, blowing the Gjalla horn, announcing Loki's approach. And according to the NorseMythology.org, Odin will anxiously consult the head of Mimir, the wisest of all beings, for counsel. Though the battle is inevitable, and Odin will gather his Einherjar, chosen warriors of men, and ride into battle upon his eight-legged horse, Sleipnir. This was to no avail, though it is said they fought more valiantly than any warrior before. Fenrir will swallow them whole. Vidar, one of Odin's sons, will then see this and come to avenge his father successfully. Another wolf, Garm, will both slay and be slain by the god Tyr, another son of Odin. The same fate befalls the god Freyr and the giant Gurt. Loki and Heimdall will slay each other as well, finally ending the trickster's treachery. Thor and the great serpent Jormungandr are age-old foes, and a great battle ensues. leaving Thor victorious, only for a second. He drowns in the serpent's venom, which he is already covered in. And so the age of the gods ends. The world has sunk into the vast sea, and creation is undone. Though some say this is the end of all tales, I, and many others, choose to believe that there is a new world after. Land rising back out of the water. The few surviving gods, the resurrected Baldur among them, will live joyously and help rebuild. Baldur goes on to rebuild Asgard, ushering in a so-called golden age. A new sun will rise, and the two surviving humans, Lif and Lifthrasir, will come out of their hiding place, which was the wood of Hodmanir, and repopulate the earth. All of this was to be ruled over by a new almighty being. All the evil was vanquished during Ragnarok. This vision brings ideas of hope and renewal that ultimately is a key idea for, quote-unquote, Twilight of the Gods. Now, when a Norse mythologist was asked about Ragnarok, why it took place, and why Loki wanted the gods to end, their answer was, when you get right down to it, nobody knows. There is no motivation provided in the Eddas, which are epic poems. The idea that literary characters have an inner psychological life is a modern concept that can't actually be found in medieval literature. The Eddas provide no interior monologues in which the characters reflect on why they act the way they do. So, we don't know why Loki was motivated to bring about the destruction of the gods. I want to thank the listeners for being here and listening to my podcast. I would also like to remind them that this is only a very brief history of Ragnarok, and if you would like to research the topic more, you can visit norsemythology.org or norsemyths.org. They have a whole bunch of information on Norse mythology, so if you want to add more context to Ragnarok, such as myths leading up to these events, detailed descriptions of the god, or even the creation of the cosmos, you can head on over there to the website. Now, Norse mythology have inspired some world literature, which I'm interested in, called the opera of The Ring of Nibelung, and in Homer's work of The Iliad and the Odyssey, which I greatly enjoyed. I do suggest these two pieces. I did want to state that I have done extensive research on this topic over the years, and I've made the information as accurate as possible to bring you the best version of Ragnarok. Not getting too detailed, of course. Again, thank you for being here and listening, and I hope everyone has a great day.